Here's a young singer who's catching a lot of ears and attention at the moment. She's based in Brooklyn, but has been reviving a style of folk music that came out of Latin America in the 60s and 70s. Here's Bruce Wallace with our story.
You can't have a revolution without songs. That was the phrase on the banner behind Salvador Allende at his first appearance as Chile's president-elect in the fall of 1970. It's also a good way to think about Nueva Canción, which means new song in Spanish. It refers to a school of folk-based activist songwriters that rose up in Latin America in the 60s and 70s, rejecting the era's dictatorships. And the movement continues. Musician Ani Cordero opens her new album of Nueva Canción music with this song. Deja la vida volar, or Let Life Fly, is by the Chilean songwriter Víctor Jara, an Allende supporter. Jara and thousands of others were killed by a military junta that took power in 1973. Cordero studied this history in college with Allende's nephew, a professor and mentor of hers. But it was another Nueva Canción singer who got her started on this project.
Es un buen tipo, mi viejo. Que anda solo.
A friend played her a song by the Argentinian singer Piero.
I immediately had such a strong physical reaction to the song that I was a bit confused. I didn't understand why I was having such a strong reaction. And the next day I was talking with my mother and I said, Mommy, do you happen to know an artist named Piero? Because I just discovered him and he's so awesome and I just thought you might like it. She said, Nena, don't you remember I played that Piero record all day and night when you were little?
Piero's songs can be political, but a lot are also about love, like the one Cordero recorded. The theme of love runs throughout the album. Cordero says it helps balance things out.
Because sometimes the full weight of a straightforward political song can feel a little bit heavy.
Also, she says that Nueva Canción sees love as part of the struggle.
Uses, in many cases, love as a way of being brave. Similar to the civil rights movement that used nonviolence as a way of protest.
Cordero broadens the Nueva Canción movement to include people like her, who've moved between cultures. Her parents are Puerto Rican, and she grew up between Atlanta and San Juan. She now lives in New York, where she wrote new lyrics for a Puerto Rican classic called Chofarito. Her version speaks about how expats long for home. In the chorus, she urges a chofarito, a driver, to step on it, because she's headed back to San Juan. Last verse, she sings about going back to her grandmother's house to hear all the latest gossip. The problems are serious on this island of enchantment, but so are the parties, and that's why I sing, the lyrics say. The album closes with Cordero's version of a song by the late Venezuelan singer Ali Primera. It's a political call to action. The chorus urges birds to take up singing because, quote, our tame people are now wild and brave. I asked Cordero why she wanted to bring Nueva Canción to new audiences.
Why is it important to remember our history? Why is it important to remember the sacrifices that people have made for the liberties that you now have? I think it's important to remember. And they're also really good artists.
And she hopes that maybe, just maybe, the songs will encourage a few more people to be wild and brave. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace, New York City. La sangre joven y el sueño viejo, pero dejándole ser pendejo.
Ani Cordero's new album is called Recordar. That means to remember. That's our program today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.